Spartan Panther basketball can now be heard on our KWHI alternate stream. And the Brenham Cup basketball is on the air. This playoff game against New Caney West Fork is made possible by Bluebell Creameries, TNT Car Wash, DDM Pipe and Seal, Brazos Valley School Credit Union, Altman Dentistry, Seidel Schrader, BVR Materials, Brenham National Bank, The Flamingo Ranch, Dahman and Associates, Conjura Tile, Plum Level, Belders Buy and Buy, Wingstop, Blue Bell Aquatic Center, Citizen State Bank, Computer Helpers, HEB, Wellman Insurance, Call Your Construction, and Eric Benitez from Cedar Frame Real Estate. We'll go to your hosts, Stephen Drain and Tommy Lange, after these words from our sponsors.
The Brenham Cubs are heading to the playoffs, and Citizens State Bank is cheering them on all the way, because your hometown is their hometown too. Just like the Cubs, Citizens State Bank believes in hard work, dedication, and the power of community. Good luck in the playoffs. CSB is behind you. Citizens State Bank. Local people, local decisions since 1925.
Whether you're building a new home, buying a new home, or needing insurance for your current home, Dominant Associates in Brenham can help you save money. Dominant Associates, your local Germania agent, offers many discounts on homeowners insurance to help lower your premium, like discounts for a new home, being claims free, for central burglar and fire alarms, and having companion auto and life insurance, or a liability umbrella policy. To save money on your homeowners insurance, call Dominant Associates, your trusted local Germania agent in Brenham, at 836-4241.
All right, welcome everybody to Tomball Memorial High School. We're in Tomball, Texas for some Brenham Cub basketball playoff action here. Stephen Drain and Tommy Lange coming along at you. Tommy, interesting day we've had already so far. Got kicked out of the gym our first time down here, but that's okay. We're back.
Hey, no doubt about that. We're excited. I'm really excited about seeing another Brenham Cub basketball game just due to other schedules. Have not had the pleasure of being able to watch them this year, so I'm looking forward to this evening.
Exactly. My first time also doing basketball, seeing the Cubs this year. Get to do some playoff basketball. Should have a good game here as Brenham's going to take on West Fork High School. They're out of Kingwood, Texas here. So once we get started and everything, we'll have some more pregame for you, but we'll send it back right now for a word from our sponsors.
Flavor takes center stage at Wingstop, where every wing is cooked to order and tossed in bold, crave-worthy sauces. From classic lemon pepper and hickory smoked barbecue to their famous original hot, there's a flavor for every appetite. Add seasoned fries, crispy tenders, and a refreshing drink to complete the meal. Whether it's lunch with coworkers, dinner with family, or game night with friends, Wingstop delivers big taste every time. Stop in at 2642 TX36 in Brenham or order online at wingstop.com.
John, come here, please.
Hey, honey, what's up?
Family dinner night is in full force, and the kitchen sink's not working.
Not working?
Yeah, it's clogged or something.
Mom! Dad! Help!
What now?
Uncle Jimmy used the bathroom, and the toilet is volcanoing.
Sorry! 2-for-1 burritos today!
Don't let clogged drains ruin your plans. Call us for a sweet job at Plum Level Plumbing and Drains.
All right, we're back here in Tomball Memorial High School in Tomball, waiting on some Brenham Cub basketball playoff action here. First round playoff game tonight. Winner of this game will take on the winner of the Iowa Colony Barbers Hill game. They're playing tonight at 7 o'clock in, at Lee College in Baytown. Tommy, whoever wins this, probably going to face a pretty tough test next week also.
No doubt about that. Talking with Coach Andrews, he was saying definitely Iowa Colony is a pretty blessed basketball team. So, you know what, anything can happen, though. Let's get past this evening first.
Right, we're going to have some good action that we're going to bring for y'all here shortly, and roughly about 18 minutes or so, we'll have some live action for you. But while we're doing the pregame, Tommy, you talked about Iowa Colony a little bit, a team probably Brenham's familiar with. Took the loss in the football playoff to Iowa Colony, so if they see them again, they'll be matched up basketball-wise.
No doubt about that. I still have mixed feelings about that football game. But, you know, it's over with now. We just came up 1 point short, but that's okay. So that's unfortunately part of life.
Yeah, unfortunately, hopefully the outcome will be a little bit different here tonight, where they can get a Cubs can get a win here in the first round playoff game. And what we'll do right now is we'll send it back to the studio for a word from our sponsors, and we'll be right back.
Look at your vehicle. It's a mess. Just stop at TNT's Car Wash in Brenham for their new touchless car wash system with wash, wax, and sealant options. Now big enough for your oversized vehicles and dually trucks. Get a discount with a gas purchase at Felder's Buy and Buy next door. They also offer do-it-yourself stalls and a covered vacuum area. It's easy, it's affordable, and it's open 24 hours, 7 days a week. Your vehicle will look its best with a quick stop at TNT Car Wash on South Market Street across from Mariachi's.
As a young adult preparing for life, you may have questions about how to finance your new goals and dreams. Brazos Valley Schools Credit Union is dedicated to helping you make smart choices about money. Their checking accounts give you easy access to your cash. And if it's time for new wheels, their loan officers can help with that too. You don't have to be an educator to be a member. For more details, visit bvscu.org. BVSCU is federally insured by NCUA and all loans subject to credit approval.
Dr. Michael Altman and Dr. Rob Knowles at Altman Dentistry strive to provide you with exemplary service and quality dental care. Between preventative and restorative dentistry, smile makeovers, root canals, and emergency dental care, Altman Dentistry will take care of you and your whole family. For a great smile, see Dr. Michael Altman and Dr. Rob Knowles at Altman Dentistry. Call 979-836-6767 for an appointment. Proudly serving the smiles of Brenham, Chapel Hill, Navasota, Somerville, Burton, Carmine, Hempstead, Belleville, Round Top, and Washington.
Okay, we're back live here at Tom Ball Memorial High School, waiting on some Brenham Cub basketball playoff action. The crowd is starting to trickle in here as we're getting closer and closer to game time here. And, Tommy, I guess we're expecting an exciting game tonight. And
No doubt about that. This is going to be interesting. You know, this is another new school down in that Kingwood area. So I did hear about them last spring at softball games. But looking forward to this evening. Just looking forward to a good basketball game.
Right. It's always I'm a basketball fan. I never played it because I didn't have the height to play it. But always enjoyed it. So what we'll do is we'll send it back again for one quick break from the studio and a word from our sponsors.
Hey guys, this is Eric Benitez with Cedar Frame Real Estate. We've finally seen some relief in the real estate market. Interest rates have dropped, so your buying power has now increased. If we have pre-approved you before, let's revisit your financial situation and see how these changes have impacted your situation. As always, if you want to know what your property's value is, please let me know. Our team specializes in farm and ranch, commercial, investment, and residential properties. Thanks again for voting me your favorite realtor. Reach out to us at 979-830-3914. Equal housing opportunity.
Felder's Buy and Buy put the convenience in the term convenience store. When you're in a hurry and don't have time for the hassle of a large grocery store, head to Felder's Buy and Buy at 2111 South Market in Brenham. They offer grocery staples like bread and milk, snacks, fountain drinks, ice, lottery tickets, and top quality Shell gas. Need to cash a check? Take advantage of their check cashing service. And it's so fast. Park right at the door, run in, buy what you need, and say bye on your way out. That's Felder's Buy and Buy, the convenience store.
All right, we're back here at Tom Ball Memorial High School as we continue to get ready for Brenham Cub playoff action here. Just going over some scores from last night real quick. Katie Freeman beat LaGrange 64-50. Stafford crushed Giddings 83-30. New Waverly edged out Brazos Wallace 54-51. And Moulton knocked off Round Top Carmine 49-31 last night. Tommy, any Any insight on any of those games from last night?
Well, you know, I knew that I can tell you a little bit about Round Top Carmine. I knew they were a little bit excited. I saw their varsity play a couple of times. Watching our granddaughter, you know, before the varsity played. So, you know, it's good to see them get into the playoffs. It's always exciting when your area team gets in the playoffs. So, congratulations to them for getting into the playoffs. Sad that they're not moving on.
Exactly. So as we got the Cubs coming out here to get some warm-ups in, so as they get some warm-ups in, we'll send it back to the studios for a word from our sponsor.
The Bluebell Aquatic Center is gearing up for the spring weather with programs and activities that are sure to take care of those winter blues. Check out the Creative Waves Day Camp, where children can swim, craft, explore STEM activities, and learn real lifeguard skills such as CPR. Sign up for the Blinn Baseball Clinic on February 23rd or participate in group swimming lessons. The fun continues all year round at the Bluebell Aquatic Center. Visit thecityofbrenham.org for more info and registration for classes.
Barnuminiums, workshops, storage buildings, barns, even office buildings. When it comes to metal buildings in Texas, the locals know who they can trust. DDM Buildings. With locations in Brenham and Bastrop, DDM Custom Metal Buildings has built the reputation for excellent customer service through 30 years of fabricating metal buildings. You can trust the experts at DDM Buildings as they guide you through the entire process from design to completion. Try their interactive design demo at ddmbuildings.com or stop by their location in Brenham or Bastrop.
Seidel Schrader congratulates the Brenham High School basketball team on an incredible season. As a trusted advisor to the Brazos Valley since 1967, Seidel Schrader provides tax planning and preparation, audit and assurance, valuation and technology services, and they are honored to be recognized again as a regional leader by Accounting Today. Seidel Schrader is committed to serve and elevate their clients, communities, and team. Seidel Schrader recognizes the hard work and dedication of these athletes and wishes the Brenham Cubs the best of luck in the playoffs.
Why are interscholastic sports called the last classroom of the day? Because they teach students important life lessons like teamwork, accountability, and perseverance. School sports are so much more than a game. They're about developing the whole person. That's why they're an essential part of every student's education.
Encourage your student to participate in the last classroom of the day. Interscholastic sports in Texas. This message presented by the UIL and the Texas High School Athletic Directors Association.
Between school days, attending practices, and rodeo season all in full swing, it can feel like there's no time to grocery shop. But spending precious hours at the grocery store is a thing of the past with HEB's curbside and delivery services. At Brenham's HEB, they'll handpick the freshest items and deliver them right to your car with curbside. It's okay that you forgot, again, but don't worry. HEB in Brenham is always here for you. Just place your order online at heb.com.
Welcome back to Tomball Memorial High School for Brenham Cub. First round playoff action. Both teams now out on the court taking some warm-ups out on the court. And, Tommy, if you want to go over our starting lineups real quick, what we got from Coach Andrews and the Westport coach earlier.
I tell you what, we're the visiting team, but what I'm going to do is I'm going to do West Fork first. So if we can do that. Starting at guard will be Beto Hernandez. At the other guard will be Smith Rollins. At one of your point guards, you have Javen Netadog. How did I do on that one?
I'm guessing.
You're guessing like me, right?
I would guess like you on that
okay.
one. Yeah.
At another guard is Nukins Adams. And at center, Jamorian Jones. Good. I'm getting better.
You did pretty good on those.
I just got to try that. Okay, yeah. Now for our Brenham Cubs. Okay, starting at a guard will be number four, Quincy Adams. At strong forward will be number 10, Jaden Hebert. At another guard will be Number 11, Traylyn Kelly. At strong forward will be Roderick Martin. And at the other forward will be number 32, Princeton Hall. And that's your starting lineups for this evening's contest.
All right, we got our starting lineups. We're continuing our warm-up. So what we'll do as they continue to warm up, we'll send it back to the studios for a word from our sponsor.
Need your PC repaired but hate to tear it down and haul it to the computer store? Those days are gone. If you call Computer Helpers, they offer remote repair services to fix all kinds of software issues. All you need is an internet connection, and Computer Helpers can log in and remotely fix and repair your Mac or PC. Just call the nerds at Computer Helpers at 979-836-6098. The nerds at Computer Helpers on Day Street in Brenham.
Some things you just take personally. Your finances are exactly those types of things. At Brenham National Bank, we do things the right way when it comes to taking care of you. Why? Because we take things personally, too. If you want a banker that cares about knowing your name and your goals, come see us. From your first savings account to growing your business, at Brenham National Bank, you are more than an account number. You are a neighbor, and we take that personal. Brenham National Bank, member FDIC.
Serving the community, looking out for you at Brenham National Bank. That's what.
And we're back here at Tomball Memorial High School, home of the Tomball Memorial Wildcats, for some playoff basketball action between Brenham and West Fork High School out of Kingwood, Texas. So each team's out on the court. Tommy, we were a little worried when we saw them walk by. Brenham's got black uniforms on, and we saw Kingwood, West Fork in some dark green, and we're kind of getting a little nervous on the being able to see the numbers, because we're setting up here pretty high up in the gym tonight. But it looks like West Fork's actually got some white shorts on, so we're going to get lucky there and get some white and a.
We're actually going to be white and dark jerseys.
So
that's going to be a good thing. You know, the Brenham Cubs, you know, in our solid black trim, the numbers in green, white, jerseys, Sharks in green and white. So West Fork, you know, they got typical. They got some loud uniforms here. So, looking forward to this. It's going to be an exciting evening.
Yeah, it's gonna be an exciting game as everybody gets all their warm-ups in. We're watching. Looks like both teams are comparable in size. I don't see one person that's overly bigger than the other one out there for either team. So it's gonna be pretty competitive the way it looks.
No doubt about it. The one thing, and we found this out when we did get here, the Cubs are lacking a couple of starters, and will that be a factor in the game? Maybe yes, maybe no. We'll know about 2 hours from now. So, but anyway, going to be a great evening.
It's going to be a good evening, and we'll find out here shortly as they continue their warm-ups. And we'll send it back again to the studios for a word from our sponsors.
Conjura Tile Incorporated at 1004 North Park in Brenham is your floor specialist. Conjura Tile has been owned and operated by the Conjura family since 1967, and they are avid supporters of the youth of Washington County. The owners and staff at Conjura Tile congratulate the Brenham Cubs basketball team on a great season and wish them luck during the playoffs. Conjura Tile thanks all the coaches and parents for helping make this experience possible for the young people of Brenham High School. Go Cubs, all the way to state!
The biggest sale ever is happening at the Flamingo Ranch. It kicks off Thursday, February 26th at 4 with a warehouse sale party you don't want to miss. And the savings continues through Sunday, March 1st. They're doing some serious spring cleaning in the Speakeasy Sale Room with 75% off the entire room. That's right, 3/4 off. Come stock up your closet with incredible finds at amazing prices. Look for the pink doors and shop Flamingo Ranch right off of Highway 290 in Brenham. Hurry in before it's all gone.
All righty, we're back here in Tomball Memorial High School. Cub basketball playoff action. I know we're fixing to get started because the cheerleaders have arrived in the gym, Tommy.
You took the words out of my mouth. We need the cheerleaders here. So.
Yeah, so once they get here and get all settled, the teams are still in their warm-up phases. We're fixing to be probably a couple minutes away from tip-off here just shortly. The officials have already met out at center court, got everything between the coaches and the players settled, and teams are starting to head toward their benches now. So before we get it started, we'll send it back one more time to the studio for a word from our sponsor.
When you shop for a new car or truck, you probably don't look at only one make and model. You want choices. When you buy insurance, you should have choices too. At Wellman Insurance Agency, that's what we do. Because we're an independent insurance agency, Wellman Insurance can offer you many choices of insurance companies for your new vehicle. Companies you're familiar with, like Travelers, Nationwide, Safeco, Germania, Progressive, Hohheim Prairie, just to name a few. And we'll search for the best discounts available. Get more choices by calling Wellman Insurance Agency today. Or visit our website at wellmaninsurance.com for the location nearest you.
John, come here, please.
Hey, honey, what's up?
Family dinner night is in full force and the kitchen sink's not working.
Not working?
Yeah, it's clogged or something.
Mom! Dad! Help!
What now?
Uncle Jimmy used the bathroom and the toilet is volcanoing.
Sorry! 2-for-1 burritos today!
Don't let clogged drains ruin your plans. Call us for a sweet job at Plum Level Plumbing and Drains.
Call Your Construction, building for Brenham's future, hopes you'll join them in supporting Brenham Cubs basketball. Call Your Construction sees the value in a student's involvement in extracurricular activities, whether in sports, cheerleading, band, or other activity, as it's a tremendous builder of character. Participation teaches responsibility, teamwork, dedication, and to be better through continuous improvement. Join Call Your Construction in supporting the Cubs basketball team in their quest for state.
All right, and we're back here. We just finished up with the national anthem. Fixing to get some playoff basketball action started, and we'll have the players are fixing to be introduced here out on the court. Tommy, we're almost ready to go here.
I tell you what, we are about ready to go, and we want everybody to listen up now and hear the starting lineups for both Brenham and West Fork.
All right, as we get set for action here, all the teams are making their way back to the benches. We got our starting players out on the court, fixing to have a tip-off here and get everything underway. Looks like jumping for the Cubs will be number 11, Traylon Alley. He'll be jumping up against number 32, Jamarian Jones.
Okay. The one thing I do want to say, and we're going to talk about it more than once, what has happened here in Brenham, Texas is we have one heck of a basketball coach now, Coach Colby Andrews. He's done a remarkable job with this program. Second year in a row, get these Cubs back in the playoffs, so I hope we can keep him around a while.
Yeah, I believe Coach Andrews has taken the Cubs three consecutive years in the playoffs, I believe. So a good tradition has started for Coach Andrews here, and hopefully we can continue with some winning basketball tonight as we get set for tip-off here. And we're ready to go here. Traylon Kelly will be jumping against Jamarian Jones for Westport. Tip is up. It's going to be controlled by Westport. They're going to be over on the moving from your left to right on your screen. The Cubs will be moving right to left. You got number four, Netta Dog out front. He passes over to number 10, Gennario Garcia. There's a shot that's blocked. Cubs come up with the ball. They're hit it back the other way. Quincy Adams with the ball, drives in, stops, throws out, throws over to number 11, Traylon Kelly with a three, and it's good. Three ball for Traylon Kelly. Cubs score the first points of the game. Cubs applying some full court pressure here. West Fork still in the backcourt, have not crossed half court yet. They'll finally get it across. Picked up. Stolen by the Cubs. Number four, Quincy Adams on the steal. Ball knocked out of bounds. It's off of Quincy Adams. It will be West Fork ball. So exciting action to start off here. Brenham with a three ball on their first attempt and lead 3-0 here. West Fork inbounds. Throws it around. They're going to go inside to post. Kicks it back out. Three-pointer on the way for West Fork's off. Rebound by West Fork. Another three attempt by West Fork. In and out. Rebound. Brenham Cubs. Number 10, Jaden Abert on the rebound. He'll bring the ball back up. Cubs slow it down. West Fork's in a 2-3 zone. Cubs passing around out the top of the key. Traylon Kelly throws inside to number 23. Misses the layup. Rebound West Fork. They're on a fast break. Slowed up. Cubs are back to defend. A drive stolen again by Brenham. Quincy Adams on the move. He's going to throw to Traylon Kelly for the two. Fast break points for Brenham. 5-0 Cubs here early. West Fork gets it in. They pick it up. Another attempt to steal. There's a three on the way and a rebound by number 23, Roderick Martin. Cubs pushing it up quick. Martin with the ball, driving all the way in, throws up the shot, and he'll be fouled. Two shots coming for the Roderick Martin for the Cubs. Foul's going to be on number two, Smith Rollins for West Fork. So two shots coming here for Roderick Martin. Got some substitutions coming in now for West Fork. Number 13, Luis Garcia is in. They're going to call no shots on that, Tommy.
Oh, my goodness. I'm going to question that one.
I am, too. Quick inbound pass. Pass goes to number four, Quincy Adams, up with the shot, and he's fouled on the shot. This time they're going to give him two shots on the free throw, so it's totally surprising on the last drive that we didn't get free throws on that last drive. So Quincy Adams at the line for the Cubs, shooting two. First free throw's up, in and out, no good. One more shot coming.
I'm one of those believers, you got to practice an hour every day on free throws. You take those free gifts.
Second shot up by Adams is missed. Rebounded by Traylon Kelly. Knocked out of bounds off the Brenham Cubs. So West Fork will get the ball. Score remains 5-0 Brenham Cubs. We got 5 minutes and 40 seconds left here in the first quarter. West Fork inbounds the ball. Pushes up the court to Luis Garcia. Throws over to Netta Dog. He's got the ball now out front on the top of the key. Brenham playing man-to-man defense. Here's a drive. Kicks it out for a three-pointer. In and out. Rebound goes to West Fork. Cubs surround him down low. Up. Shot is off. Another attempted rebound. Still West Fork with the ball. Here's the second shot. Now it's cleared out and cleaned up by Traylon Kelly. He'll kick it over to Quincy Adams, and the Cubs come back up the court. A lot of helter helter-skelter action
there. I tell
you
what, the one thing we can say is the referees are letting them play.
Yeah, it's getting pretty rough. Here's a drive inside by Traylon Kelly. Going to be knocked out of bounds. D off of number 32, Jamorian Jones of West Fork. Cubs will remain. They'll inbound underneath their own basket. Kelly to inbound. Throws it in. Shot is up. Off. Rebounded West Fork. Here's a fast break for West Fork. They're out. Up and in. Number 5, Nikiah Adams on the score for West Fork. 5-2. Cubs still lead. We're halfway through the first quarter. And a timeout called by the Cubs. So with that timeout, we'll take a timeout and send it back for a word from our sponsors.
BVR Material is a locally owned and operated company proudly serving Washington County and surrounding communities. They stock locally sourced select fill, general fill, sand, and topsoil. BVR Material have access to many other types of material. BVR Material does more than just haul dirt. They do house and barn pads, driveways and roads, ponds, and dozer work. Just call 979-530-5476. BVR Material wishes the Brenham Cubs good luck during playoffs.
All right, we're back here in Tomball, Texas for some Cub basketball playoff action. The pace has been fast and furious so far. We've got 4 minutes and 25 seconds left here in the first quarter. Cubs are up 5-2 with the ball. Traylon Kelly will inbound to Jaden Herbert. He'll give it up to Quincy Adams. Adams gives it back to Kelly. It's going to go down low, kicked around there. Off of West Fork, Cubs get the ball. They'll inbound underneath their own basket. So Traylon Kelly to inbound for the Cubs. Throws it out, knocked away by number 5 for West Fork, and it's out of bounds. Cubs will retain it, knocked out all the way underneath the West Fork basket.
So, everybody listen to a little bit of football. You've heard two names a lot this evening. Quincy Adams and Traylon Kelly are both football players. So. Yeah.
So Traylon Kelly up. It's going to be knocked out of bounds by West Fork. Pass was broken up there as Brenham came across the half-court line. So Brenham will inbound. Jaden Abert inbounds to Quincy Adams. So Adams is out top, moves into the top of the key. They'll throw it around to Kelly. Kelly back to Adams. Inside they go, back out to Quincy Adams, cross court, into number 23. He's up with the shot. That was Roderick Martin on the shot. Fast break again for West Fork. They're out quick, and it'll be a foul on the Cubs. Foul is on number 32. Princeton Hall. So West Fork will be at the line shooting two here. Nikiah Adams. Adams is quick. He's out, been out on the break now twice on fast breaks out there getting out in front of the Cubs. And they're just pitching a long ball down to him. He's catching it. So two shots here for West Fork. First shot's up and off. Score is still 5-2, 3 minutes and 32 seconds left to play in the first quarter. Brenham with a substitution, number 24, Darian Curry in the game for the Cubs. So second free throw is up and in. 5-3 Cubs. Quincy Adams with the ball in the backcourt. Going to throw it over to Curry, who just checked in. Curry's going to get it stolen from him. Adams drives in. It's going to be out of bounds off of West Fork. So Cubs get a break there off the steal. No points, no harm, no foul there.
Tell you what, we're seeing a lot of pressing here early in the ball game by West Fork.
This time the Cubs beat the press. They've got it on down top of the key. Quincy Adams with the ball. He's out front. They'll pass it over, pass it down low to... Then back out to Adams. Adams is going to drive with a little floater. It's up and in. Floater goes in for Adams. Cubs up 7-3. West Fork moving quickly. They've got the ball out at the top. They'll work it around. Brenham looks like they're set back in a 2-3 zone now. And it's off of West Fork, out of bounds. Number 5, Nekiah Adams, dribbles it off his foot, goes out of bounds, turnover to the Cubs. Cubs are inbound in the backcourt. Quincy Adams with the ball. He'll work his way to the middle of the court. Pass it over to Abert. Going to come up. There's a drive and traveling is called. Traveling called on Abert. So West Fork will get the ball back. They'll inbound in the backcourt. Quickly they get it up. They pass it over to Nekiah Adams. He's going to shoot a three ball and miss. Rebound's going to go to West Fork. They kick it back out. Work it around. Drives in. Number 13, Luis Garcia with the layup. 7-5, Cubs still up. They get it across the half-court line. Roderick Martin with the ball. Gets it out to Quincy Adams. Adams at the top of the key. Passes it over to Curry. They'll work it all the way around opposite side of the court. Roderick Martin, turnaround jump shot is good. Martin up with the 2 points. Score 9-5 Cubs. Minute 44 left in the first quarter. Cubs putting a little pressure on the backcourt. 13 on the drive for West Fork. Luis Garcia drives again, lays it up and in.
Tell you what the Cubs are going to have to find a dude. They're giving West Fork a lot of shots right under the basket.
Yeah, lots of pressure being applied now on Quincy Adams. And they're going to end up calling a foul, looks like, on number 5, Nekiah Adams. So Adams on Adams. And with that, we've got a couple substitutions coming in. We've got Rylan Lewis coming in for Quincy Adams for the Cubs. West Fork with a couple substitutions. Cubs are inbound. Rylan Lewis with the ball. He's going to throw it over to Roderick Martin. Lewis brings it across half court. Here's a throw into the inside. Put up and in by number 10, Jaden Hebert for the Cubs. Layup in, 11-7 Cubs. Minute 6 left here in the first quarter. West Fork quickly gets it back. Go down low. They're playing down low. Kick it back out to the top of the key. Here's a drive by Luis Garcia again. This time he's going to miss it, and the rebound's going to be knocked out of bounds by West Fork. Cubs ball. So once again, Luis Garcia on the drive for West Fork. This time unable to complete the 2 points. So Brenham will inbound. They'll get it up quickly as they drive straight down the middle. They'll kick it back out to the 3-point line. Here comes number 10. Jaden Neighbor for a layup right down the middle. So 13-7 Cubs, 36 seconds left here in the first quarter. West Fork with the ball back across. They're going out to number 5, Adams again. A three ball's up. He misses. Rebound by West Fork down low. Another rebound by West Fork. They'll kick it in to number 4. He lays it up, rolls off the rim. The Cubs get the ball back. They're out on the fast break. They kick it down low to Lewis, and they're going to call an offensive foul on Rylan Lewis. So offensive foul on the Cubs there underneath the basket. West Fork will get the ball back. 12 seconds left to play here in the first quarter. It's 13-7 Cubs.
Referee's still letting them play.
Letting them play, pretty much. It's getting pretty West Fork is taking it inside quite a bit on the Cubs down low, and they're getting a lot of offensive rebounds there, just not able to make shots back. So West Fork comes up, 7 seconds on the clock. Here comes the pass inside. They're going to kick it out to number 5, Adams. He's going to shoot up a three, and he's going to get fouled on the shot. Foul's going to be on number 24, Darian Curry. So free throws coming for Nekiah Adams for West Fork. Referees are going to discuss this to see if this was 3 shots or 2 shots, Tommy, I believe here. He was either on the line or right at the 3-point line.
The good thing is they're discussing it, and hopefully they're going to get it correct.
Yeah. Looks like they're going to give him three shots. Where I looked at it, it looked like he was back behind that three-point line. So three free throws coming here for West Fork's Nakia Adams.
Not defending him, but he was behind the line.
So that'll put leave 1 second remaining on the clock.
0.33
to be exact. And Cubs leading at this point 13-7. First free throw is up, and it's in for Nikias Adams. So 13-8, Cubs still lead. Second free throw coming for Adams. That shot is up, rolls off the rim. So third shot will be coming up. Cubs still with a 13-8 lead. Third free throw's up. This one's going to be in and out. Also, rebound's going to go to the Cubs, and that's going to do it for the first quarter. So our score after one quarter of play from Tomball is your Brenham Cubs 13 and West Fork 8. And we'll be back after a word from our sponsor.
Look at your vehicle. It's a mess. Just stop at TNT's Car Wash in Brenham for their new touchless car wash system with wash, wax, and sealant options. Now big enough for your oversized vehicles and dually trucks. Get a discount with a gas purchase at Felder's Buy and Buy next door. They also offer do-it-yourself stalls and a covered vacuum area. It's easy, it's affordable, and it's open 24 hours, 7 days a week. Your vehicle will look its best with a quick stop at TNT Car Wash on South Market Street across from Mariachi's.
The Brenham Cubs are heading to the playoffs, and Citizens State Bank is cheering them on all the way because your hometown is their hometown too. Just like the Cubs, Citizens State Bank believes in hard work, dedication, and the power of community. Good luck in the playoffs. CSB is behind you. Citizens State Bank. Local people, local decisions since 1925.
All right, welcome back here to Tomball Memorial High School, where the Brenham Cubs have a first quarter lead of 13-8 as we start play here in the second quarter. The Cubs are going to come out with the same starting five they began with the exception of Princeton Hall in the lineup over there. So pass is to Princeton Hall over there. They're going to kick it over to Roderick Martin. He's going to kick it around to Quincy Adams. Adams throws it back to got it back out top. He's going to go down low. And up and in for Roderick Martin. So Roderick Martin up with 2 points. 15-8 Cubs as we start play here in the second quarter of play. Brenham putting on some pressure now in the backcourt. West Fork having a little trouble getting the ball in. They're trying to bring it up. They're cutting it off here. Ball's knocked away. Quincy Adams still picking at it. And they're going to call... Looks like they called a timeout. So with that timeout, we'll take a quick timeout. We'll send it back for a word from our sponsors.
Between school days, attending practices, and rodeo season all in full swing, it can feel like there's no time to grocery shop. But spending precious hours at the grocery store is a thing of the past with HEB's curbside and delivery services. At Brenham's HEB, they'll handpick the freshest items and deliver them right to your car with curbside. It's okay that you forgot again, but don't worry. HEB in Brenham is always here for you. Just place your order online at heb.com.
Okay, and we're back quickly. Brenham comes out the second half and puts a little backcourt pressure on, forces West Fork into a quick timeout there as Quincy Adams put a lot of pressure on the ball in the corner. West Fork player falls down and forced to call the timeout. So here we go as we kick it back in. West Fork's going to bring it in. Brenham still applying that pressure. West Fork's able to break it. Here's a drive by number 10 for West Fork, and it's going to be off the rim. Rebound Cubs. Cubs kick it out real quick. Roderick Martin's on the drive, and he'll have it knocked away by Smith Rollins for West Fork. Brenham retains possession underneath their own basket. So a little bit faster pace than we had the first quarter.
I'm telling you, the pace has picked up a little bit more, and you know, the referees are still letting them play.
So Brenham gets the ball in. Quincy Adams will have it out top. He's guarded out top by number 2, Smith Rollins for West Fork. So Adam dribbles the ball. Kicks it off to number 10, Jaden Abert. Back to Adams. Adams got it on the left side. They're going to go down low. Roderick Martin again down low. And missed the shot. Follow-up shot by...
That's Jaylen Kelly.
Jaylen Kelly. Westport back up quickly. Here's a three-pointer on the way for Westport. Good. Three-pointer by Beto Hernandez in the corner for West Fork. 17-11. Cubs still lead it. 6 minutes and 24 seconds left here in the second quarter. Cubs will break the pressure from West Fork. It's in down low. Shot is up off the rim for the Cubs. Kick back out. This time broken up by Quincy Adams as West Fork was out on a fast break, but the ball was broken up by Quincy Adams. So West Forker had the ball. We've got some substitutions coming here. Looks like number 24, Darian Curry, is back in the game for Princeton Hall. West Forker inbound. Javon Nettedog has the ball. He'll drive down, throws it up, misses. Rebound goes to Roderick Martin. Kicks it over to Quincy Adams as they come across half court. He'll give it back to Martin. Drives right down the middle. Shot is up. And foul. So Roderick Martin fouled hard on that shot. He'll have two shots coming here. So a little two-player action there between Quincy Adams and Roderick Martin there. And Martin goes right down the center of the lane. And they are not calling a shooting foul again here. I was going to say...
Coach Andrews not happy with that.
Yeah.
Now they're getting back.
Yeah, now we're going to have a little talk about it and decide. Pretty sure he was driving to the bucket right there, and that should be a shooting foul. Should be two shots awarded here. But we were surprised earlier on the same type of thing. So, oh, and they are going to call it
non-shooting foul,
which is...
As the late, great sports doc would say, when they get together for a meeting, it's a scary thought.
And here's a shot up and rebound by the Cubs. It's off on the second shot here. Cubs get it back. They go inside, back over, up and in for the Cubs. Number 24, Darian Curry on the basket underneath. Puts the Cubs up 19-11, 5 minutes, 32 seconds left here in the second quarter. Westport gets it up front. They'll kick it back out top, spinning around to the top of the key. Three-pointer on the way for number one. Beto Hernandez is off. Rebound's going to go to the Cubs. It's kicked out to Quincy Adams. He's up on the move quickly. He's going to drive down the lane. Shot is up and in. Quincy Adams on the shot. Here's another fast break out for Westport. They'll kick it out. Shot goes off. Rebound. Traylon Kelly, they'll kick it up. Quincy Adams on the drive. Behind the back pass by Martin to Jaden Hibbert for two. Cubs are up 23-11. Timeout called West Fork. So with that timeout, we'll take a timeout and send it back to the studios for a word from our sponsors.
Insurance, it can be confusing. Have you ever tried to figure out what your insurance policy covers? Or if your policy has gaps or limitations in coverage? Dahman and Associates in Brenham can help answer your questions. With more than 250 years of combined insurance experience, the staff at Dahman and Associates can guide you through the coverage you have and suggest what you might need. For experienced answers, contact Dahman and Associates, your local Germania insurance agent, at 310 South Bluebell Road in Brenham.
All right, we're back here at Tomball Memorial High School. Some exciting basketball action going on here. The Cubs are up 23-11 here as we play in the second period. We just saw a tremendous pass from Roderick Martin behind the back to a driving Jaden Abert for a layup that set the gym on fire over here, Tom.
I'm telling you, what we're seeing here this evening, it's just great team playing is what you, and that's what makes for an exciting basketball game.
Very exciting game so far. Looks like Brenham's going to take off the pressure here a little bit and back it up. And Westport's
The one thing we're hoping is not going to happen is the baskets are not falling for Westport.
Yeah. So Westport with the ball there out at the top of the key. Three-pointer on the way. Partially blocked there. They kick Cubs, kick it out really quick. Westport is back, though, and they will break it up and get the ball back. So number five breaks it up. Nikias Adams for Westport. Cubs putting pressure on down the backcourt. And this is going to be a 10-second violation.
No. Oh, they called a foul.
They called a foul. Calling a foul on Quincy Adams there. So pretty close to a 10-second backcourt violation there on Westport. Cubs applying the pressure. Foul was called on Quincy Adams. So Westport inbound. Javon Nettedog with the ball on the top of the key. He's going to throw it over to Nikiah Adams for Westport. Gives it up to Luis Garcia. They're playing a little top action. Here's a drive in. Kick out to Adams, and three ball up for Nikias Adams for West Fork is good. 23-14. Fast break. Roderick Martin wide open. Shot is up. Good. And a foul. So Martin puts it up, gets fouled. Count the basket. Get one shot. 25-14 Cubs. 4 minutes left here in the second period. So just a quick outlet pass there. Martin was streaking back. They hit him on the pass. He gets down there, gets fouled, gets the basket. Chance for a three-point play opportunity. So Martin's shot is up. It's off. Rebounded by Trayvon Kelly. Back down low. Jaden Mayberg lays it in for two. Cubs up 27-14. They'll put the pressure on again in the backcourt. Here comes Westport trying to break the press. They pick him up at half court. They're going to get it across the timeline this time. Kicks it out. Three-pointer on the way for Westport. No good. Rebound's going to go to the Cubs. Quincy Adams on the run. Drives it in. Dishes off. Roderick Martin. That shot's blocked. But fouled in. No basket. Foul called prior to the shot. Looks like Martin will be at the line for two shots. So got some substitutions now coming in for the both teams. West Fork substituting out two. Cubs are going to substitute two players out. Martin will be at the line for two shots. First shot is up and in. Number 32, Princeton Hall, re-enters the game for the Cubs, along with number 3, Ryland Lewis, back in. So Martin have another shot here. Second shot is up. Rims out. Rebound Cubs. Back to Martin. He's going to put up two and again drain it again. 30-14 Cubs. 3:25 left here in the first half. Westport gets it across half court. Picked up quickly by the Cubs. They'll throw it down low. Kicks it back out to the three-point line. They'll drive it in. There is a foul called. Foul's going to be on number 3, Ryland Lewis. He's going to put number 4, Javon Nettedog, at the line. I guess I'm saying that right, Tommy.
Nettedog is good with me.
Got a substitution coming in for the Cubs here. Number 21, LaMarion Robertson, is in the game for Roderick Martin, who's going to take a break.
So, Roderick Martin, what a terrific first half.
First free throw is up and no good.
Oh, they called something. Cubs cross the line. He's still shooting two.
Yeah, I'm not sure what the referee's called there, but they're going to give the shot back here. So still shooting two free throws here for Nettedog. First one's up and in. Got some substitutions coming in now. So Quincy Adams back in the game for the Cubs. Second shot is up for West Fork. It's going to roll in. So two free throws there brings our score 30-16. Cubs inbound. Quincy Adams with the ball. West Fork applying a little bit of pressure. Cubs bring it up, get it across half court. Here's a three ball on the way from Traylon Kelly. No good. Fight for the rebound on the ground. And it's going to be off the Cubs. West Fork ball. Looks like that was off number 32, Princeton Hall, who was fighting in there for the rebound.
And again, and we're going to keep repeating it, they are really letting these kids play.
Yeah, they're letting them play. Cubs are applying pressure again. This time pressure is beaten by Nikias Adams. Picked up. Nice defensive play there by Princeton Hall. Stopped it. Adams dribbles it off his leg out of bounds. Brittle will get possession of the ball. Quincy Adams inbounds for the Cubs.
Excellent coverage there by Hall.
He'll get the ball right back. Get it across half court. Gets it over to Kelly. Kelly's going to kick it around over to Quincy Adams. He's going to drive. He's going to shoot it up. Quincy Adams in for two. 32-16 Cubs. Cubs applying pressure once again in the backcourt. Nothing's been easy for West Fork getting across the line all night. Cubs have been bringing the pressure all night. They'll get it across half court. Still out top of the key. They'll work it around top looking for a three-pointer. They'll dribble around back out. Here, three-pointers on the way for West Fork. It's off the rim. Rebound goes to Kelly for the Cubs. Fast break out to Quincy Adams. Quincy Adams with the layup. It's off the rim. Rebound to West Fork. West Fork's back out. This is getting fast and quick. Fast break. Here's a turnaround. Up and in for West Fork. Gennaro Garcia with the basket. And a steal by West Fork. And then a foul on the Cubs. So basket up and in. Brenham inbounds. Ball stolen by West Fork. Foul on the Cubs. Minute 43 here left in the first half. West Fork will have the ball. They'll inbounds right here in front of us. Inbound pass goes out to the top of the key. They'll swing it around to the far side. Passes it back to the opposite side. We're going inside. Here's the drive. Kicks it back out to the three-point line. Hernandez up with the three-pointer miss. Cubs out on the fast break. Kelly on the fast break drives in. He's going to be called for traveling, and I believe the reason Tommy traveled because he got hit by about three players.
Yeah. I tell you what, though, I'm surprised. Traylon Kelly came with an elbow out on the guy guarding him, and, you know, we'll take the traveling call.
Yeah. So West Fork inbounds. They'll get it back across half court here, top of the key. Still at the three-point line. They'll go down low, number 32. Jamorian Jones with the shot. Cubs lead 32-20. Under a minute now to play in the first half. Cubs still with the lead. They'll get it across half court. They'll kick it over to the left to Kelly. Kelly's got it out past the three-point line. Quincy Adams will have it out front now. Adams working one-on-one. Going to be stopped. They'll kick it back out. They'll kick it over to Kelly. He's on the three-point line to the left. Back to Quincy Adams. Out to Kelly out top. Over to number 32, Princeton Hall. Shot is up and off. Rebound's going to go to West Fork. And we're going to have a timeout called by West Fork. So with that timeout, we'll take a timeout and have a few words from our sponsors.
Conjura Tile Incorporated at 1004 North Park in Brenham is your floor specialist. Conjura Tile has been owned and operated by the Conjura family since 1967, and they are avid supporters of the youth of Washington County. The owners and staff at Conjura Tile congratulate the Brenham Cubs basketball team on a great season and wish them luck during the playoffs. Conjura Tile thanks all the coaches and parents for helping make this experience possible for the young people of Brenham High School. Go Cubs, all the way to state.
All right, we're back here, Tom Ball Memorial High School. Cub playoff action. It's been a fast-paced game. The Cubs with a 12-point, 32-20 lead. There's 22 seconds here remaining in the first half. West Fork with the ball. They'll inbound in the backcourt. Going to be brought up by number 4, Javon Nettadog. He's going to be guarded by number 10, Jaden Nabert. Going to kick it over to the top of the key. Here's a drive. They'll kick it out for a 3-point. Nope, he's going to fake it. Go back down low, up and off. Roderick Martin with the rebound. Kicks it over to Quincy Adams. Quincy Adams is fouled in the backcourt. So Adams is fouled by Javon Nettadog. 4.7 seconds remaining in the first half of play. Cubs 32-20. So Cubs will have the ball. They'll inbound in the backcourt. Inbound goes to Quincy Adams. He gets it up quick. 2 seconds left. Stolen. Here's a last half-court shot. No good by Beto Hernandez. So that'll bring us to halftime. Halftime score, Brenham Cubs 32, West Fork 20. And we'll be back after a word from our sponsors.
When contractors, suburban farmers, and do-it-yourselfers need metal products and tools, they all go to the same place, DDM Pipe and Steel. With locations in Brenham and Bastrop, DDM Pipe and Steel stocks everything you might need for your metal building project. From metal roofs to angle iron to pipe fences, tubing, and welding supplies, you'll find it all in person or online at ddmbuildings.com. DDM's experienced staff are happy to answer any questions you have and make sure you get the right parts for your job. DDM Pipe and Steel. Personal attention for your next project.
Your home is probably your most valuable asset, and it's filled with many things that are important to you. That's why having good insurance at a price you can afford is so important. At Wellman Insurance Agency, that's our goal, not just for this year or next year, but for many, many years to come. We value the relationships we develop with our clients, finding them the best homeowners insurance at the lowest price. As an independent insurance agency, we work for you, and we want your business. For a location nearest you, visit WellmanInsurance.com.
As a young adult preparing for life, you may have questions about how to finance your new goals and dreams. Brazos Valley Schools Credit Union is dedicated to helping you make smart choices about money. Their checking accounts give you easy access to your cash. And if it's time for new wheels, their loan officers can help with that too. You don't have to be an educator to be a member. For more details, visit bvscu.org. BVSCU is federally insured by NCUA and all loans subject to credit approval.
It's the first day of the first grade, and she found a new best friend. It's a laid-back Sunday afternoon you wish would never end.
Their homemade taste of bluebell and good friends gathered round. The good old days are being made right now.
Her original gold-rimmed, homemade vanilla. The country's gold standard of ice cream flavor since 1969. Its hand-cranked taste takes you back to simpler times. That's why we put the word home right on the carton.
The good old days are being made right now.
The good old days are being made right now.
Welcome back here to Tomball Memorial High School for Brenham Cub playoff basketball action. We're at halftime here. Brenham Cubs with a 32-20 lead over West Fork High School. And we're had a fast and furious first half, and the referees, Tommy, are letting them play tonight.
I tell you what, that, you know, that I can honestly say, the game last year that we had a playoff game last year, and we lost, ended up losing to one of the Beaumont schools. That night, the refereeing was absolutely horrible. And not only did I say that, everybody on the Brenham side said it. But yeah, it was absolutely horrible. But you know what they're doing this evening? They're being fair on both sides. And, you know, I'm good with that. Let them play basketball as long as nobody does. When people start getting hurt, then we're going to have to start thinking about it a little bit.
Yeah, so it's been some a very, I would say, some hard-hitting action almost. And when they get down low, and a lot of action down underneath the baskets tonight so far. So what we'll do is we'll send it back for a break from the studios, and we'll be back with more of the halftime show for y'all. So we'll have a few words from our sponsors.
Collier Construction, building for Brenham's future, hopes you'll join them in supporting Brenham Cubs basketball. Collier Construction sees the value in a student's involvement in extracurricular activities, whether in sports, cheerleading, band, or other activity, as it's a tremendous builder of character. Participation teaches responsibility, teamwork, dedication, and to be better through continuous improvement. Join Collier Construction in supporting the Cubs basketball team in their quest for state.
Some things you just take personally. Your finances are exactly those types of things. At Brenham National Bank, we do things the right way when it comes to taking care of you. Why? Because we take things personally, too. If you want a banker that cares about knowing your name and your goals, come see us. From your first savings account to growing your business, at Brenham National Bank, you are more than an account number. You are a neighbor, and we take that personal. Brenham National Bank, member FDIC.
Serving the community, looking out for you at Brenham National Bank. That's what.
And welcome back here to Tom Ball Memorial High School. Your Brenham Cubs lead at halftime here 32-20. And Tommy's working on trying to get some halftime
stats. Okay, I got
them
now. I got it. I'm good. If you're ready to go. I tell you what, the one thing we have this evening is we've got some really, really balanced scoring. And that's what you want to see in a tough game like this. Traylon Kelly with 7 points. Roderick Martin, 9 points. Quincy Adams, 6 points. Jaden Hebert, 8 points. Darian Curry, 4 points. So rounded out scoring there. If you want to know a little bit about West Fork, Nikias Adams, 7 points. I got to get this one right. Luis Garcia, 4 points. Beto Hernandez, 3 points. Javian Netadog, 2 points. Gennaro Garcia, 2 points, and Jamarian Jones, 2 points. So real balanced scoring on both basketball teams this evening.
Yeah, pretty good play there, I think, for West Fork. They're, who the Cubs need to stop is definitely number five for them, who is Nikias Adams for them. He is probably the catalyst for their team. He's been out on some fast breaks. That's where a lot of his scoring come. He's tried a couple three-pointers. They just hadn't fallen for him. I think he did get one out of the three-pointers in there. But for the Cubs, looking good so far on offense and defense as they're playing a very fast-paced game. Hopefully the stamina will stay up for them in the second half.
The one thing good is the pressure that the Brenham Cubs are putting on this evening, forcing West Fork to take those outside shots, the long shots, and fortunately for the Cubs, those shots have not been falling.
Correct. So as the teams come back out and get ready to warm up, we'll take a little bit of a break and send it back to the studio for a word from our sponsors.
Dr. Michael Altman and Dr. Rob Knowles at Altman Dentistry strive to provide you with exemplary service and quality dental care. Between preventative and restorative dentistry, smile makeovers, root canals, and emergency dental care, Altman Dentistry will take care of you and your whole family. For a great smile, see Dr. Michael Altman and Dr. Rob Knowles at Altman Dentistry. Call 979-836-6767 for an appointment. Proudly serving the smiles of Brenham, Chapel Hill, Navasota, Somerville, Burton, Carmine, Hempstead, Belleville, Round Top, and Washington.
Barnuminiums, workshops, storage buildings, barns, even office buildings. When it comes to metal buildings in Texas, the locals know who they can trust. DDM Buildings. With locations in Brenham and Bastrop, DDM Custom Metal Buildings has built a reputation for excellent customer service through 30 years of fabricating metal buildings. You can trust the experts at DDM Buildings as they guide you through the entire process from design to completion. Try their interactive design demo at ddmbuildings.com or stop by their locations in Brenham or Bastrop.
Tomball Memorial High School. And we are at halftime here. Cubs leading 32-20. They're out warming up on the court. We'll go around in some other games tonight. Burton was taking on Big Sandy tonight at 6 o'clock in New Caney, West Fork. Navasota is at versus Willow Ridge at 6 o'clock tonight at Cy Park. I believe we passed their bus on the way down here, Tommy, the Navasota bus.
No doubt about that.
Yeah. Snook versus Sabine Pass. They were at 6 o'clock at New Caney Porter. Mumford's playing Evadale at 6 o'clock there in Willis. Lexington's plays Buffalo tonight at 6 in Madisonville. Fayetteville was at Wader at 6 in Giddings. Belleville versus Almeda Crawford, 7 o'clock in Needville tonight. And Columbus versus Carnes City at 7 o'clock in Gonzales. So we're about 30 seconds or so away from starting the first half. With that, we'll send it back to the studios for one more quick break, and we'll bring you all the action in the second half shortly.
Seidel Schrader congratulates the Brenham High School basketball team on an incredible season. As a trusted advisor to the Brazos Valley since 1967, Seidel Schrader provides tax planning and preparation, audit and assurance, valuation and technology services, and they are honored to be recognized again as a regional leader by Accounting Today. Seidel Schrader is committed to serve and elevate their clients, communities, and team. Seidel Schrader recognizes the hard work and dedication of these athletes and wishes the Brenham Cubs the best of luck in the playoffs.
All right, we're back here getting ready to start second half action here from Tomball Memorial High School. Brenham is up 32-20 against West Fork. So as we get ready to start play here in the second half, West Fork will have the ball first to start the second half. They'll be inbounding at half court. And we are underway here as West Fork's going to get it inbounded. Looked like a little traveling call there on the inbounds, but not called by the officials there. So Netadog's got it out at the top of the key. He's going to go down low to number 32, Jamarian Jones, working on the left side of the Cub defense, kicks it back out. Thought about a three-pointer, not going to take it. They're going to kick it back over to Netadog. He's going to throw it back around. They're going to be out on there, go down low. They'll bring it back out. A little bit slower pace here to start the second half for West Fork. Kick it back out top. Over to Netadog. He's at the three-point line. Kicks it over. Three-point shot on the way. It's going to be off. That's going to be rebounded by number 32, Princeton Hall, who's off and running. And he's going to pass that on to Jake Colbert. Up for two for the Cubs. So there's a steal by the Cubs. Cubs out again on the fast break. Over to Jalon Kelly, into Jaden Hebert. He's up for two. Cubs up 36-20. Four quick points by the Cubs here to start the second half. West Fork comes back. They'll work it down inside. They'll kick it around. Layup in for West Fork. 2 points for West Fork. Number 10, Genario Garcia on the basket for West Fork. So Quincy Adams with the ball. He'll kick it over to Roderick Martin. Back to Adams. He'll go down low to Hall. It's going to be knocked away by, and West Fork will be with the steal. They'll slow it back down as Javon Netadog brings it up for West Fork. Netadog stops at the top of the key. There's a steal. Roderick Martin on the steal. He's going to take it all the way in. And waiting for the call here. Looks like a foul. One referee looked like he wasn't going to call a foul, Tommy. The other one did. So shooting foul here. Roderick Martin will be at the line to shoot two. Cubs up 36-32. 6 minutes to play here in the third quarter.
Okay, what the Cubs need to do now here is they need to put those free throws in the basket.
So Martin shooting two. First shot is up. Hits the back of the iron and bounces out. We'll have a substitution here for West Fork. Coming into the game is Nikiah Adams along with number 41, Shawnee Toot. So Roderick Martin with one more free throw. Shot is up. Going to be in and out. Kicks around. West Fork with the rebound. They'll push it up. Push it along the far side of the court. Quincy Adams picks up the ball. Kicks it over to the other side. They're going to kick it out. Three-pointer on the way for West Fork is up and in. Beto Hernandez on the three-point play there for West Fork. 36-25 Cubs still lead. Start play here in the second half. We're in the third quarter. 5 minutes and 40 seconds left. Quincy Adams with the ball.
What we don't want to do is let Hernandez get hot.
There we go. Pass inside to Jaden Abert. He's going to lay it up for two. West Fork's out on the fast break. Nevadog's going to stop at the free throw line and put it in for two. Cubs with the ball back. Quincy Adams brings it up court. Throws it across. Back inside. Another layup for the Cubs. That's Ebert. So Ebert on the layup there. West Fork trying to push hard. Martin stops the ball. Three-pointer on the way for West Fork. No good. Rebound by Roderick Martin. Gets pulled to the ground.
Calling for traveling.
And they called him for traveling. So still not many fouls called, Tommy, in the game. We're good on that. We're not too many fouls called, so... West Fork will inbound. They'll kick it out. Three-pointer on the way for West Fork. It's up and good. That's number five, Nikias Adams for West Fork. So Cubs will inbound. Abert throws it up to Roderick Martin. Martin's going to drive. He's going to put up a shot. No good. Cubs fight for the rebound. West Fork out quick on a fast break, and it's going to be thrown out of bounds. So break there for the Cubs. Errant pass on the fast break by West Fork goes out of bounds, so Cubs will get the ball back. So Cubs get the ball inbounded. Quincy Adams with the ball. West Fork's cut the Cub lead from 12 to 10. It's 40 to 30. So Cubs out front, playing a little one-on-one action. Pass goes down to Roderick Martin. He's up, in for two and a foul. So Martin puts it up and in, gets fouled. He'll have one free throw here. Didn't catch who the foul was on there, Tommy. I
missed that one, too.
So we've got some substitutions coming in here for West Fork. So number
13 and 32.
Number 32, Jamarian Jones, and number 13, Luis Garcia, back in the game for West Fork. Roderick Martin shooting one here. It's going to be off of the rim. So 42-30. 4 minutes left to play here in the third quarter. Cubs lead. West Fork's got it out at the top of the key. Working around the top. Goes down low. Back out top. Three-pointer on the way for West Fork is good by number four, Javon Nettedog. Brenham inbounds to Quincy Adams. He'll bring the ball up.
That's 5 points for Nettedog.
Adams passes off. Roderick Martin on the two-point layup. So Cubs right back with the layup. 44-33. Cubs lead. 3 minutes and 20 seconds left to play here in the stolen by the Cubs.
Hubert
lays it up and in.
That's Jaden Hubert, right?
Jaden Hubert on the line, on the layup. And with that, we've got a timeout called. And so with that timeout, we'll take a timeout. And we'll be back after a few words from our sponsors.
Flavor takes center stage at Wingstop, where every wing is cooked to order and tossed in bold, crave-worthy sauces. From classic lemon pepper and hickory smoked barbecue to their famous original hot, there's a flavor for every appetite. Add seasoned fries, crispy tenders, and a refreshing drink to complete the meal. Whether it's lunch with coworkers, dinner with family, or game night with friends, Wingstop delivers big taste every time. Stop in at 2642 TX36 in Brenham or order online at wingstop.com.
All right, we're back here at Tomball Memorial High School as we play here in the third quarter. 3:18 left. Cubs lead 46-33. West Fork with the ball. They get it across half court. They're up going down to number 32. It's going to be stopped there by number 3, Rylan Lewis. Foul called on Rylan Lewis, blocking foul. So West Fork will have the ball. They'll inbound underneath their own basket. They'll pass it out. Number 13 with a three-pointer on the way. It's off the rim. Rebound by West Fork. West Fork kicks it back out to the three-point line. Cubs on the defense. Knock it away. West Fork kicks it way out to the top of the key. Throw it over left. Cubs playing good defense here. Trying to drive in. West Fork kicks it back out. They'll bring it back out top. Nevidog with it out top at the top of the key. They'll swing it around to the opposite side. Cubs playing good defense here, forcing them where they don't want them. Here's a drive by West Fork. Drive is good. Up and in by number 10, Gennaro Garcia. 46-35. Cubs still lead. Pressure now applied by West Fork in the backcourt. Cubs break that easy, get it across half court. Number 3, Rylan Lewis with the ball out top. He'll set the offense up. Getting pressure applied. And we've got a
foul
on number 5.
Yes.
That's a foul on Nikias Adams for West Fork. He was guarding number 3, Rylan Lewis, right here in front of us. So it looks like the referees may be tightening it up a little
bit.
They're
tightening it up just a little.
So number 24, Darian Curry, set the inbound for the Cubs, and he'll throw that ball into number 3, Rylan Lewis, who will have the ball. He's going to push it up top of the key. Looking to throw a pass into
Jaden Hebert.
And pass is off and out of bounds. So West Fork will get the ball. They'll inbound. They'll bring it up. Crosses the half court. Cubs with a 46-35 lead. 1:56 left here in the third quarter. West Fork's got the ball. They're going to drive it down low. Knocked away by Robert Morton. And we're going to call a foul. So foul called on number 23, Robert Morton. West Fork are inbound. Got some substitutions coming in for the Cubs. Number 21, Lamarion Robertson in the game. And number 4, Quincy Adams back in the game for the Cubs. So West Fork will inbound underneath their own basket. Minute 48 left here in the third quarter. Here's a pass in. Quincy Adams trying to break that up. Number 13 with the drive. He passes off to 32, Jamarian Jones for the layup. 46-37. Cubs still lead. Quincy Adams with the ball.
The Cub lead is shrunk down to 9.
Quincy Adams on the drive. He's going to drive, lay it up. Shot is blocked. And they're going to say off the Cubs. Not sure if that was the correct one there. There's a lot of white jerseys around there. So substitution here for the Cubs is Roderick Martin will come back in the game for the Cubs.
Don't let TL make the call.
So West Fork inbounding underneath the Cub basket. They'll get it in. They're trying to get across half court. Cubs applying pressure here. They're going to get the break. Roderick Martin attempts a steal. There's a drive by Nevidog. He's going to put it up for 2 for West Fork. Cuts the Cub lead 46-39. Quincy Adams right back at him. He's going to drive in and draw a foul. Two shots coming for Quincy Adams. So Quincy Adams will be here at the line shooting two. Cubs leading 46-39. 1:01 left here in the third quarter.
Fouls on Jamarian Jones.
So Adams' first shot is up and in. Takes it to 47-39 Cubs.
Quincy Adams' first point of the second half.
So Adams gets set to take his second free throw. Shot is up and in. So two free throws for Quincy Adams. We'll have a substitution here for the Cubs. Traylon Kelly back in the game for the Cubs. And Wes Forco inbound. It's going to be brought up by number four, Nevadog. 4-on-4 here as Quincy Adams picks him up at half court. Westport trying to work it around the top of the key. Here's a shot from the top of the key. In and out.
In and out.
Rebound, Westport. And we got a foul called. The foul is called on number four, Quincy Adams, on the call. So foul on the rebound here. West Fork can maintain possession. They'll inbound underneath their own basket, looking to get it in. There's an errant pass picked up, though, by West Fork. So Nakai Adams has it out at the top of the key. He'll pass it over to Luis Garcia. He's going to pass it off to Nevadog. He's going to come around the top. They're going to give a three-pointer on the way from West Fork, and it's going to be out of bounds off the Cubs on the rebound. So Westport maintains possession. 26 seconds left to play here in the third quarter. Brenham leads 48-39. Westport trying to cut into Brenham's lead a little bit more. Cubs led by 12 at halftime. Here's a three-pointer on the way from Nevadog. That is in and out. This time the rebound is going to come down to the Cubs. They're going to get it over to Quincy Adams. He's on the move. They got him in the backcourt. Tried to steal. He's across half court. Adams still with the ball. He'll kick it over to Abert. He's going to go down the middle. He's going to kick it to Roderick Martin. Martin's shot is up off the rim. Rebound, and we've got a foul called. No foul. That's going to be the end of the third quarter. So with the end of the third quarter, the score will be the Brenham Cubs 48, Westport 39. And we'll send it back for a quick word from our sponsors.
BVR Material is a locally owned and operated company proudly serving Washington County and surrounding communities. They stock locally sourced select fill, general fill, sand, and topsoil. BVR Material have access to many other types of material. BVR Material does more than just haul dirt. They do house and barn pads, driveways and roads, ponds, and dozer work. Just call 979-530-5476. BVR Material wishes the Brenham Cubs good luck during playoffs.
All right, we're back here in Tomball Memorial High School for Cub playoff action. The Brenham Cubs lead 48-39 here as we start the fourth period of play. Last into that third quarter, a little hectic, helter-skelter. West Fork was able to cut into the Cubs' 12-point halftime lead a little bit there. So as we come out here to start the start of the fourth quarter, Brenham's going to have the ball. They'll inbound on the far side. It's number 11, Traylon Kelly, set to inbound. He'll throw it in to number 4, Quincy Adams. Adams has it out at top. Brings it down. Brenham's going to do a little action out top. Over to Roderick Martin as they go a full motion offense here. Thought about the three. They'll drive it in. Shot is blocked. Quincy Adams with the rebound. Up. Quincy Adams fouled. Number 32, Jamarian Jones on the foul for West Fork. Quincy Adams will be at the line to shoot two. So Cubs running a little motion offense out there. Tommy running around at the top. Kind of mixing up their sets a little bit, trying to keep West Fork off balance a little bit.
I tell you what, these guys are not very tall for West Fork, and they're blocking some shots.
So Quincy Adams with the free throw. His first one is up, and it is in. So that'll push it back out to a 10-point lead for the Cubs, 49-39. We're just underway here in the fourth and final quarter. So Adams with the second free throw. It is up. Rolls off the rim. Rebound comes down to West Fork. West Fork will push it across the half-court line. They'll go over to the far corner, back out to the top of the key. They'll drive down, flip it back out, kicks it back out. Three-pointer on the way for West Fork. No good. Rebounded by the Cubs. Quincy Adams on the move. He's running up. Stops short. Floats it up.
Got it.
Quincy Adams on the little floater there up for two. West Fork out quick on the fast break. Cut off by the Cubs. Good defense there by the Cubs. They're swinging around. Throw out of bounds. Cub ball out of bounds off of West Fork. So West Fork coach was thinking it was tipped by the Cubs, and now the referees have a discussion here. So you can hear the fans kind of getting rowdy a little bit, but they'll stay with their call. Cub basketball. So West Fork puts on some pressure in the backcourt. Cubs get it into Quincy Adams. He's picked up on the far side. They'll get it over to Abert. He's going to come down, get it across the half-court line. Cubs with the ball in the half court. Here's a drive, kick out. Kelly with a three. Three ball, no good. And we got a foul.
Back court foul?
Foul on the rebound. Foul's going to be on Jaden Abert. So Cubs lead 51-39. West Forker inbound. 6:49 left here to play in the fourth quarter. So West Fork's got it out just to the right of the top of the key. They'll kick it back around. Thought about the three. He's going to drive in, cut off by Brenham. They'll kick it back out to the three-point line. Ball's loose on the court. It's going to be off of West Fork. Cub ball.
That timeout, West Fork?
I believe we got a timeout, West Fork. So with that timeout, we'll take a timeout, send it back to the studios for a word for us from our sponsors.
I only did it once.
I never thought it could happen to me.
I thought I was protected.
But everyone is doing it.
We were just goofing off.
I was just being social.
All of a sudden, everything got crazy.
I know I was protected.
Computer Helpers on Day Street in Brenham. They can fix your virus.
Just go ahead and keep going. Whenever we get a timeout or whatever.
All right, we're back here at Tomball Memorial High School as we start play here in the fourth period. We're coming down. Cubs lead 51-39. Cubs will have the ball coming out of the timeout here. So we've got 6 minutes and 32 seconds left in the game. Cubs with the 51-39 lead. Cubs have pretty much led all game from the start of the game. Pace has picked up again. It's a pretty active, fast pace. So Brenham will get it inbound. Roderick Martin with the ball. He gets it stripped away, gets it back. He's going to give the ball back. Quincy Adams will have the ball. He'll set up the offense out at the top. We're going to give it over to Hebert. He's going to drive down. He's going to toss it off to Roderick Martin. He puts up the shot. Martin will be fouled. And Martin will shoot two. Foul's going to be on number 32, Jamarian Jones.
If I didn't miss one, that's three on Jones.
So Martin comes to the line to shoot two. Cubs lead 51-39. Shot is up and off the back of the rim for Martin. So substitution coming here for West Fork is number one. Beto Hernandez re-enters the game for West Fork. Martin ready for his second shot. Second shot is up and in. So 52-39 now Cubs. West Fork will push it up. They'll get it across the half-court line, set up the offense. Nevadog's got it out front. He'll kick it over. Number one, Beto Hernandez with a three on the way is no good. Rebounded by 32, Jamarian Jones. Three-pointer on the way from number five, Nikias Adams. That's going to no good. And Roderick Martin now with the rebound. Their Cubs are out on the fast break. Martin pushes it up. Spinning move.
Got it.
Rolls it up and in. Spinning move by Roderick Martin. Rolls it up and in for two. 54-39 Cubs. 5:38 left here in the fourth. West Fork back up with the ball. They'll have it out. Nevadog's got it top of the key, kicks it over to Beto Hernandez, who throws it over to Nikaya Adams for Westport. Picked up there by Quincy Adams. Kicks it over, number 32 with the shot. Jones with the shot, no good. Nikaya Adams attempts the rebound, no good. Quincy Adams will come out of there with it. He'll push it up quick. Brings it down for the Cubs. Picked up there by number five, Nikaya Adams. Steps it back out. Brenham will slow it down a little bit. Work a little clock. They'll throw it over to Abert. He's going to work the middle. Going to go over to Kelly. Kelly is going to be fouled.
Number 10.
Fouled by number 10, Gennaro Garcia. So it'll be a loose ball foul on West Fork. Substitution coming in again for West Fork. Number 13, Luis Garcia back in the game. So Kelly will inbound for the Cubs. He'll throw it out to Quincy Adams. Quincy Adams will have the ball right at the half-court line as he brings it back across half-court. Cubs working a little bit of time here. Roderick Martin with the ball, top of the key. Tries to throw it down low. It's going to be stolen by West Fork. They try and get it out quick, but the Cubs are going to steal it right back. Kelly on the steal. He'll bring it up to the three-point line. Kick it back out to number 24, Darian Curry. He'll give it up to Quincy Adams. They'll kick it back over to Jaden Abert. He'll drive it down the middle of the lane. Twist, turn, lays it up off the glass for two. So Cubs up 56-39.
12 points for Ebert this half. I mean...
So West Fork with a three-pointer. No good. Air ball. Kelly's going to pull that one down. Quincy Adams will push it up quick. He's going to go right down the lane. Little floater up off the rim. No good. West Fork with the rebound. As they come back out, Nevadog's got it for West Fork. He stops, pops a three.
Oh, my goodness.
Three-pointer by Nevadog. And that's going to bring our score 56-42. Cubs take a timeout. We'll stay right here during the timeout. Tommy, hectic action there on the...
I tell you what, we slowed it down there for just a little bit, and, you know, then Coach Andrews decided we're going to put the pressure back on him and got a fast-paced game again.
Yeah, all of a sudden we went from slow it down to fast-paced and back to fast-paced, and so a little bit of a break now with the timeout. Cubs call the timeout here.
I like the move here by Coach Andrews. When he puts that pressure on it, it's forcing West Fork to take those long three-pointers, and the baskets are just not falling for West Fork this evening.
No, a lot of back of rim shots for them,
yes.
Front of rim shots. It's just not falling in there for them. Cubs have had some really acrobatic plays on some of these drives that they're making in there. It's made for a really entertaining game. So we're going to get set back for play here, and as we get set. The Cubs lead 56-42. Play here in the fourth period. Cubs will have the ball. They'll inbound underneath the West Fork basket, so they'll put on some pressure in the backcourt.
I just hope the listeners are having as much fun as we're having.
So the Cubs get it inbound. Roderick Martin gets it in. Kick it over back over to Quincy Adams. Adams will work his way up to the half-court line, get it across half-court. Pressure still applied there. So Adams with the ball out front. Yep. And they're going to call a foul on number one, Beto Hernandez. So little touch foul there on Beto Hernandez. Stops the clock with 3:17 left in the fourth quarter.
Now the ref's starting to tighten it up.
They tightened it up pretty good because that was pretty ticky-tack little foul there. So Cubs get the ball in. They get it over to Kelly. He's going to get it back out to Quincy Adams up top. They'll kick it over to Hebert. He's going to give it back to Quincy Adams. Adams plays out front, just killing some time here. They're going to kick it down. Roderick Martin with the ball now. He's going to turn and spin, give it back to Adams. Adams pulls it back out as the Cubs work some clock. 2 minutes and 50 seconds left. Adams drives in, stops just past the free throw line. Up off the glass, in for two. Quincy Adams with two. West Fork pushing it up quick. West Fork trailing right now by 16 as the Cubs have took a 16-point lead here in the fourth quarter. Drive in by West Fork. No good. Quincy Adams with the ball. He's out quickly. Tries a pass inside. It's going to be knocked out of bounds by West Fork. 2:28 to play here in the fourth quarter. Cubs up 58-42.
Tell you what, frustration starting to set in on West Fork.
Cubs get the ball in. They'll kick it in over to Darian Curry. Curry's going to throw it down low. They'll bring it back out to Roderick Martin. So Martin with the ball out front. He's going to work around. Kicked away by West Fork. They're out on the fast break. Nevadog's going to be down, and he's going to lay it up for two. No foul called there on Nevadog as he went down pretty hard. The Cubs get the ball inbounded. Darian Curry's got the ball. He's going to work it across the half-court line where he's double-teamed. And we're going to call a loose foul.
13.
Foul.
Is that on 13?
I believe 13 is going to get that one called on him, Luis Garcia. So 1:55 left here to play, 58-44. Cubs with a 14-point lead. That's going to put that foul is going to put West Fork in over the penalty, so Cubs will be in the bonus shooting free throws. So Darian Curry out the line shooting. First shot for Curry up, rolls in. So Curry's got one more free throw coming. Second shot for Curry is up. It's off the front of the rim. Tick back. Curry tries to save it. Unable to save it. Out of bounds off the Cubs. So West Fork will have the ball. Cubs lead 59-44. 1 minute and 52 seconds left. So West Fork gets the ball into Nevadog. He's picked up really quick by Quincy Adams. And ball off of Nevadog. Out of bounds. Cubs ball. So Quincy Adams inbounds. Tempted steal by West Fork. It's going to be broken real quick. Cubs are on a fast break here. Kelly drives it in up off the glass. No good. Darian Curry is going to get the rebound. He's down here in the corner. He'll kick it out to Quincy Adams. Quincy Adams will slow it down. Roderick Martin's got the ball. Throws it cross court. Back to Adams at the top of the key. Curry in the corner. And Curry will be fouled. Foul on number 32 there. Jamarian Jones, and that'll be foul number five on Jamarian Jones. So frustration setting in a little bit for West Fork here as a minute 25 left to play. The Cubs will be at the line with a 59-44 lead. So Cubs are going to make a few substitutions here also. So Curry's first free throw is up and in. So number three, Rylan Lewis will re-enter the game. Quincy Adams have come out. 21, Lamarion Robertson, he's set to enter the game also. So Curry's going to get his second free throw here. Second free throw is up. No good. Rebound's going to go to the Cubs. Cubs will kick it back out. Rylan Lewis with the ball. Kicks it over to Roderick Martin. Martin holds the ball out top. Going to drive in. Kick it back out. Cubs just playing pass and catch here. Back and forth. Minute, 5 seconds left here. Cubs with a 60-44 lead. And there's a foul.
23.
Foul's going to be on 23, Blaze Stevens. Foul's Roderick Martin. Put Roderick Martin at the line. So Martin with free throws here. First free throw is up off the front iron. No good. Substitution coming in for the Cubs. Number five, Bryce Carnegie enters the game. Martin back at the free throw line for another shot. That free throw is up and no good. Rebound comes down West Fork, and it's out of bounds off of West Fork. So we got some more substitutions for the Cubs. Number 21, Lamarion Robertson enters the game. Number 12, Jaden Navas coming in the game. And number 33, Cameron Bogus is coming in the game. So substitution time for the Cubs. As we've got 56 seconds left to play here. Cubs inbound it. Shot's going to go up for the Cubs. Three-pointer off the mark. Shot there by Jaden Nava. Ball goes out of bounds off of West Fork. So Cubs will retain possession. Cubs lead it 60-44. 50 seconds left. Another substitution for the Cubs. Peyton Tuma enters the game for the Cubs. So inbound, Cubs are inbounded. They get it down to Tuma down low. Kicks it back out. Three-pointer on the way for the Cubs. No good. Rebound for the Cubs. Bryce Carnegie's got the ball out top. And foul on number 24 for the West Fork. And I don't have 24 on my roster over here.
Not on mine either.
So that's going to send number 12, Jaden Nava, to the line for the Cubs. First free throw is up. No good. Off the back of the iron. Nava set to shoot his second free throw. Free throw's up and good. 61-44 Cubs. 38 seconds remain to play here in the game. West Fork gets it across. They'll drive in, and foul called on the Cubs. So foul on number 12, Jaden Nava on the foul. So it's going to be a loose ball foul, no shooting foul. So West Fork will inbound from under their own basket. Kicks it out, three-pointer on the way. That's going to be no good.
Ooh.
Rebound off of number 21, Lamarion Robertson's hands. Goes out of bounds. West Fork will have it. Set the inbound underneath. They'll kick it out. West Fork's got it. Three-pointer on the way from West Fork. Good. Number 11, Eli Ayers with the three-pointer. 61-47 now. Cubs get the ball in. They'll break the press, get it across the half-court line. Then there's a steal down low. Stolen by West Fork. Number 12 on the move, Tyler West for West Fork. Kicks it out to number 23, Blaze Stevens. That shot is off. Rebound by number 21. Oh, that is the ball game. So your final score, Benham Cubs 61, West Fork 47. Playoff action. Cubs win their first playoff win of the season. Get to move on in the playoff. So we'll send it back to the studios for a word from our sponsors, and we'll wrap it up with the post-game show.
Builders By and By put the convenience in the term convenience store. When you're in a hurry and don't have time for the hassle of a large grocery store, head to Felder's Buy and Buy at 2111 South Market in Brenham. They offer grocery staples like bread and milk, snacks, fountain drinks, ice, lottery tickets, and top quality Shell gas. Need to cash a check? Take advantage of their check cashing service. And it's so fast. Park right at the door, run in, buy what you need, and say bye on your way out. That's Felder's Buy and Buy, the convenient convenience store.
John, come here, please.
Hey, honey, what's up?
Family dinner night is in full force, and the kitchen sink's not working.
Not working?
Yeah, it's clogged or something.
Mom! Dad! Help!
What now?
Uncle Jimmy used the bathroom, and the toilet is volcanoing.
Sorry! 2-for-1 burritos today!
Don't let clogged drains ruin your plans. Call us for a sweet job at Plum Level Plumbing and Drains.
Hey guys, this is Eric Benitez with Cedar Frame Real Estate. We've finally seen some relief in the real estate market. Interest rates have dropped, so your buying power has now increased. If we have pre-approved you before, let's revisit your financial situation and see how these changes have impacted your situation. As always, if you want to know what your property's value is, please let me know. Our team specializes in farm and ranch, commercial, investment, and residential properties. Thanks again for voting me your favorite realtor. Reach out to us at 979-830-3914. Equal housing opportunity.
The Bluebell Aquatic Center is gearing up for the spring weather with programs and activities that are sure to take care of those winter blues. Check out the Creative Waves Day Camp, where children can swim, craft, explore STEM activities, and learn real lifeguard skills such as CPR. Sign up for the Blinn Baseball Clinic on February 23rd or participate in group swimming lessons. The fun continues all year round at the Bluebell Aquatic Center. Visit thecityofbrenham.org for more info and registration for classes.
The biggest sale ever is happening at the Flamingo Ranch. It kicks off Thursday, February 26th at 4 with a warehouse sale party you don't want to miss. And the savings continues through Sunday, March 1st. They're doing some serious spring cleaning in the Speakeasy Sale Room with 75% off the entire room. That's right, 3/4 off. Come stock up your closet with incredible finds and amazing prices. Look for the pink doors and shop Flamingo Ranch right off of Highway 290 in Burnham. Hurry in before it's all gone.
All right, and we're back here at Tomball Memorial High School where the Brenham Cubs have just pulled off a big playoff win. First win of the young playoff season for them. They'll get to advance and move on and play the winner of the Barbers Hill Iowa Colony matchup that was held tonight. Tommy, pretty fast-paced game here tonight.
I tell you what, from the word go, Coach Andrews put the pressure on West Fork and just kept forcing West Fork to take those outside shots, and the outside shots were not falling. Right. These young men are probably great shooters, but just would not. And Coach Andrews just kept putting that pressure on, forcing West Fork to shoot from beyond the three-point barrier.
Right, kept them outside quite a bit. West Fork was able early on in the first half to get some fast break points on there, but the Cubs worked on that at halftime evidently because we didn't have any free breakaway passes go down against the Cubs in the second half. West Fork kind of cut the lead down there at the end of the third quarter, but the Cubs came out in the fourth quarter and really put the pedal back on the metal, as you'd say, and we're able to get a 61-47 victory. Huge win here for the Cubs. Excellent basketball game. Very fast-paced, very fun to watch. Tommy enjoyed watching the game and doing the game. This was great watching this type of pace of basketball for me.
The one thing that I really enjoyed about this basketball game, and not that there were any blatant fouls, the referees pretty well let both teams play the basketball game, and that's what made it really exciting.
Right. Very exciting game. I know Tommy's working on getting y'all some final stats here from what we've got on the statistics. But as we watch all the families down there and talk to their kids and the players and stuff, it's a joy to watch the support that came out tonight here to Tomball to support the basketball team. So they're going to need some more support as they move on throughout the playoffs here. Very fun and exciting brand of basketball. If you haven't seen them play yet, you might want to get out and watch them play. Don't know where that game will be next week between Barbers Hill and the Iowa Colony winner, but I'm sure it'll be somewhere down here in the Houston area if I had to guess on that one.
Could it be the end of the week? I just don't know how they're doing this.
Yeah, I think that game is on Friday. This week, Friday, I believe, is when they'll probably play that game because they play them pretty fast here.
Yes, so. you're in that area now where it moves pretty quick.
yeah. So they're as Tommy's getting his stats ready for us. He's going to have some scores and everything from what we had in the game, and we're going to get you some statistics. I do know that I got word that Burton did win. If y'all were listening over on the alternate stream, Burton was a 50-41 winner tonight over Big Sandy. That game was Doug Brown was on the call on that game over there, and me and Tommy got sent over here to the Tomball Memorial, and we got to watch a pretty doggone good basketball game.
Yeah,
here.
We did. Okay, I think I got something here for everybody now. So, okay, leading scorer for the Cubs is tonight, Jaden Hebert, 20 points. Roderick Martin, 16 points. Quincy Adams, 13. Traylon Kelly, 7. Darian Curry, 6. Jaden Nava, 1. As far as I'm concerned, that's pretty balanced scoring.
So pretty balanced scoring.
Spread throughout the lineup for the Cubs.
Right, and not very many fouls on the Cubs tonight either. They I don't think West Fork was ever in the penalty bonus at all. So a good defensive game played by the Cubs, good offensive game played by the Cubs, and that pretty much wraps it up for us here in Tomball Memorial High School. So for myself and Tommy, we enjoyed it. Had a great time, Tommy.
Hope you all did.
Hope everybody out there had a good time. So, once again, your final score here from Tomball Memorial High School. It's the Brenham Cubs 61 and West Fork 47. And hope everyone has a good evening.
To the Brenham Cubs playoff game was made possible by Bluebell Creamery, TNT Car Wash, DDM Pipe and Steel, Brazos Valley School Credit Union, Altman Dentistry, Seidel Schrader, BVR Materials, Brenham National Bank, The Flamingo Ranch, Dominant Associates, Conjura Tile, Plum Level, Felder's Buy and Buy, Wingstop, Bluebell Aquatic Center, Citizen State Bank, Computer Helpers, HEB, Wellman Insurance, Call Your Construction, and Eric Benitez from Cedar Frame Real Estate. Once again, final score, Brenham Cubs 61, New Caney West Fork 47. This has been a presentation of KWHI Sports.